That goes down as a good hour's work.
Yeah, not bad. Like, obviously, sort of nice unleashing a fresh one, and obviously, I say a force of old because there's only three, but, you know, a horse that performed to his level last year, he's on his sort of three-year-old campaign comeback trail, and yeah, look, that was everything you want to see of a horse coming back.
Was economics a pleasant surprise?
A pleasant surprise in how he did it, yeah, certainly. Not a pleasant surprise. Not a surprise in that, you know, I was pretty confident that he was a very good horse after Newbury. But you do just worry when you come to a big day like this against more experienced types, that you might be left wanting for experience. But he wasn't, so.
And now they have a big decision to make.
Yeah.
But what's your take on it? There's only one derby.
Oh, I know, but you... Yeah. Look, it's so easy to do that and potentially ruin a horse's career for one day. What William and His Highness Sheikh Issa decide to do is completely their prerogative, and obviously conversations will be flowing now. And you know, I'm certainly not the one in the right position to say what's right and wrong, because William's the one that's won a derby before. Do you know what I mean? So look, if they decide to go to the derby, I'm extremely excited. If they decide to miss the derby, I'm still excited, because we've got a very good horse and one to look forward to having a lot of fun with.
It's going to be Group 1, isn't it? It's just a question of, yeah, is Epsom the right Group 1?
Look, that's exactly it. I think, like I say, the nice thing is we know we've got a Group 1 contender to go to war with, and you know, for His Highness Sheikh Issa, it's fantastic, because, you know, he's a wonderful supporter of racing, and for him to find a good one is great.